इन ब्रजवासी हाउस वेल वी वर सो मेनी ब्रह्मचारी सो मेनी ब्रह्मचारी दे वेलकम दस वी वेंट देयर एंड बिगन टू कीर्तन एंड कृष्ण कीर्तन एंड आफ्टर दैट आई डिड सम प्रवचन आई टोल्ड देम टू डू कीर्तन ऑल्सो व्हेन दे बिगन आई थॉट दैट आई शुड सर्व देम फॉर एटलीस्ट 100 बर्थ्स देन दैट भाव कैन कम इन अवर हार्ट so sweetly, very akarshak, very attractive, and with Radha Bhav, Radha Dashi Bhav. I have not heard before that kirtan. Then I knew that certainly Brajvasis has so much quality. That will have to come so many births here in Mathura and Vrindavan and to learn, will have to learn all ideas. From then I used to do pranam to every Brajavasi because they have their birth in Mathura and Vrindavan. That from birth devotion to Krishna and Radhika. Although they are doing so householding all works, in Raghunath Das Goswami, in Brajvilas, he has done so. Jat kinchit tini guru na ki kat mukham goste samastam hitat sarvanand mukunda daitam lila anukulam param shastere muhur muhur nishtankitam jancha ब्रह्मादेरपि शस्तिहं ततो सर्वं मया इदं वन्दते. He is telling that I bow down to all creepers, all trees, serpents, scorpion, and all others. Beasts and human beings and everything of Vrindavan, I am going down. Because Brahma and Uddhava has prayed to Krishna and Radhika. He went to be any creeper or any grass of Vrindavan. So I also went. Anyone asked to Raghunath Das Goswami, what is the use of being serpent or that? Can they serve Krishna and Radhika? Oh, certainly they can serve Radhika and Krishna. Once Krishna did anything against the will of Srimati Radhika. Hearing?
Yes.
And she did so much man that Krishna tried to remove her man, but he could not do. Srimati Radhika was going from Krishna to, and going, returning to my home. To my kunda, or barsana, or javad. When she progressed some footprints, a black serpent came and did like this. Paws, paws, paws. She at once afraid so much, at once returned. And running, say, went in the laps of Krishna. this is, Raghunath Goswami is saying this fact. Krishna could not do, his bansi failed, his everything, efforts failed to remove the man of Radhika. But that serpent did so, and she returned and met Krishna. Krishna became so happy. So everything in Vrindavan are Satchit Anandamaya and Leela Parikar. Leela Parikar? Associates of Krishna Leela and helps Srimati Radhika and Krishna in meeting and other things. So I bow down to all and I want to have fit dust of all things. I know that every tree, every kivar, everything is Vrindavan Parikar, Leela Sachidananda. Once a man, I have heard from many reliable source that once any man who came to Vrindavan to do sadhana and bhajan here for devotional services he came. He used to go for paikhana ke liye kya? To for toilet. In the groves anywhere, because no one can see, so he used to went there. When he sat down for that, a very sweet sound came. What are you doing? I'm here, I'm doing devotional services to Srimati Radhika, and you are so near Lajja Behaya.
Shameless.
You are going dirty here. He saw that, he saw here and there, but saw that there is none. Again, a sound came. Like this. Then he was so ashamed and knew that every kivas and everything here is like so. So they pardoned there, fell flat and washed with gobar. Gobar, you know?
Cow
dung. And made it scented. Dhupbatti and deep he gave there. So in Vrindavan, once a man cut the branches of Imli Tala, that branch of Imli. And at once a red
blood
was coming. So many things are seen in Vrindavan. So every one of Vrindavan is pranamna for, if you want to do bhajan, we should not see anyone's any kind of dosh. Baithiye, ek chair le lijiye na. Ye chair lekar ke baithiye, niche ho jayega, main tab dikhai nahi padega. Dikhai nahi padega. Acha to baithiye. So these are the systems to be in Vrindavan. How to live? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned anyone not to go to Vrindavan and not to live many days. Because they can do offense to all these things. They will say, oh, they are so foolish. They don't know anything. But yet, we should do pranam to all. As Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami used to do. When Sanatana Goswami used to go from one village to another village, when he meets any man, that the name, they are named Sanatana Goswami, Bado Goswami.
Bado Baba.
Bado Baba. Bado Goswami. Sanatana Goswami. He used to ask them, "Oh, how are you? Your samsara debtor? How are your daughters and your wife? Have you married your sons?" Everything news he collected, but no some relation with all these things. But yet he used to do like this. He is telling that if anyone gives any proposal that you should come to Dwarka or Vaikunth, and there are so many Bhakta Arjuna and all Draupadi are there, Rukmini Shatabhama are there, I won't go, never I will go, but I will go to the doors of Brajavasi and I will hear and talk the family matters. I will take remnants of Brajavasis, jhuti roti. You know, have you tasted jhuti roti?
From you?
Brajavasi. I will never go there, but I will be in Vrindavan. I will be in Radhakunda. I will be in any Vrindavan, but never go. We have yesterday taken a slok of Bilas Kushmandali. What is this? 45. 45. What is called sadhan? No? What is called sadhana? Do you remember the slok of Bhakti Goswami Sindhu? Can you express your idea about this slok?
That when one engages in practical devotional service, by which bhava becomes invoked, that is sadhana. There's a natural
madhe mukdhangi bhavat ihali kulai vritaya argham samarpayitum utka arat स्वजानी स्वजानी किं सुमुखी दाश्यति दाशिकेयम् समथिंग आई हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट कृष्ण हैज गन टू काउ हर्डिंग एंड ही हैज गन टू अप्तकुसुम सरोवर Both are waiting for Krishna. There is a Gaurikund. In way to Parikrama at Anur Gram. Have you done Parikrama?
I went there with you, Gaurikund.
Gaurikund? Oh, you have done.
Yeah.
You have also done?
Yes, yeah.
All good.
We didn't stay too long.
After that, we have gone with so many persons there, so many yatri. Gaurikunda. Who is waiting to Gaurikunda? Srimati Chandravadi is waiting. And Radha Kunda, Srimati Radhika is waiting. Very utkantha dasa, utkantha dasa. Chandravadi has sent Padma and others to anyhow bring Krishna. And here Lalita and Vishakha has done. And they are in a chesta that we should bring Krishna to our sakhis. They, Lalita and Vishakha came late. Padma and her sakhi went some minutes before, and they took Krishna to their Gaurikunda. Krishna was there. They were so sad, Lalita and Vishakha. And they anyhow tried. Lalita sent Vishakha, go and do anything that he come. She came there at Gaurikunda. Krishna told, how you have come? Why? She told that just now a demon has come and he had attacked cow herds and cows, and he is driving all cows to Kansa Goshala and killing all your friends. Krishna told Chandravadi, I am coming just now. And she went with Vishakha. And Vishakha told the real fact. And they went to Radha Kunda. Here, Jatila is coming with Srimati Radhika and ordering her that you should do Surya Puja at Surya Kunda. You have gone there also? You have. But then they are going there. And Lalita and Vishakha met Krishna and told that she is going there. So Krishna became like a Brahmin boy, taking some books here, and as a Brahmachari, and like a shishya of devotees of Gargacharya, chhatra of Gargacharya, a student of Gargacharya, and went there. They were waiting. Jatla saw that very beautiful Brahmin boy is there. There were two, Madhumangal and Krishna. But certainly they had made so their disguise that anyone cannot recognize them. Srimati Radhika also could not recognize anyone. But this fact is known by Lalita and Vishakha. Jatla don't know. Krishna is, then Srimati Jatila prayed that boy to do worship of sun. You should make Radhika that puja. Understand? But
he will leave Adi Radhika and the puja.
Puja.
Giving mantras and...
So, he told that, I will not see the face of that devotee. I will be very far away far from her. Very far away from her. And anything I cannot adopt, may take in Dakshina. Anything. She saw that he is so nirlobhi Brahman, nirlobhi, you know.
No desire.
No desire at all. I have not seen a Brahmin like this boy. Certainly he is a very, very qualified Brahmin boy. He did so. He read a mantra of Surya. Jagat Mangal Kari, Jagat Mangal Krid Gotram, Suchi Bits Pravaram Suchim, Bhavantam Vishwa Sarmanam, Purohitaya Brini. He told that my name is Vishwa Sarma. Vishwa Sarma is name of any Brahman boy. My name is Vishwa Sarma. When a puja is done, any archan is done after all months, and they cannot do archan himself, then there is a pratinidhi of
representative.
He is my representative. He'll have to utter with name and gotra of all. What is your name and gotra? Name and gotra, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What is your gotra?
Origin or birth, family, previous family.
What is your gotra?
Achyut.
We are of Achyut gotra. But we are not Achyut gotra. You are. No? What is your gotra?
My gotra.
My gotra.
Your
gotra. Your Achyut gotra.
No? Only.
Our is Radha Gotra. No? So here, we should learn all these things. In Achyut Gotra, there are two Gotra, Achyut Gotra and Radha Gotra. No? But very fine and very sweet Gotra is Radha Gotra. The Jagan Mangalam Gotram. Here, the adjective of son is giving here. Son gives rays to whole world. No? Krishna gives what thing? So many sons and sons, so many moons and everything. Adi, Anadi. Krishna, Adi of all. And himself anadi. Ishvara sarva ki
anadi adi
govinda sarva karana karana. Ishvara parama krishna sachidananda vigraha anadi adi govinda sarva karana karana. Son gives life, but actually he does not give life. Life gives Krishna. So is Krishna is the root of all things, whether worldly things or all these things, aprakrita vastu. Surya cannot give light in her, but Krishna can give light here, in heart also, and out of heart also. Sun cannot destroy our agyan, understanding our agyan, but Krishna can give prakash so that our every kinds of other gain, ignorance goes away at once. So there are two meanings of this shloka. One goes to son and other goes to Krishna son. Here Krishna is son. So Vishwasarmanam, what is the meaning of Vishwasam? Any name, but here Vishwasarmanam means he gives everything. Sarma means prem. Sarma means the meaning of in Sanskrit, sarma means prem. He gives whole world, every Jeeva, Krishna prem. So those he is giving Krishna prem to all Jeevas. He is Vishwasarman and Radhika, Krishna is telling, Vishwasarman is telling to Radhika, you should utter this mantra, that I am bringing my name, varana kar raha hun. What?
Describe it. I am representing you on behalf of...
Making representative you or...
Representing you.
I am...
acting on your behalf.
No, no. I am taking you as my purohit. No? Varan. In Diksha, we take our Gurudev as my Gurudev, that he is for every worth. If allowed to come in several births, koti, koti and hundreds of them. He is my superior spiritual master. I will leave. This is called Varan in Sanskrit. So I am Vrine, I am taking this person, this Brahman boy, as my Purohit, who will do Surya Puja on behalf of me. No? Here Surya means Krishna Surya. Achha. Sri Bhagavate Tantamam Sangharate Anuragine. Those who serve this son, Anuragine, those who are Anuragi, those who worship son, he will give light. No? And he will save me from darkness. But here, Anuragane, those who are Anuragi to this Krishna Purush, Vishwasarma, that is son, he will have everything in his life. Krishna will give him prem and all these things. So I do pranam Purush. Sate tasmai mitraya padmini bandhave namah. Padmini bandhave mitraya namah. Padmini bandhave. Bet. Sab kushal hai? Bet. Bet ye ek minute in logon se abhi khatam karte hain. Padmini bandhave means the friend of lotus. No? Padmini means feminine gender. So son is mitra, friend of Padmini Bandhave. So I bow down to this mitraya. Mitraya means Surya. Son. Padmini Bandhave mitraya namaha. But next meaning is this, that Padmini, Srimati Radhika is Padmini. Bandhu, mane friend. Mitraya, Sakhi, Sakha. Here Sakha means, Mitraya means?
Friend.
Not only friend. So, hidden meaning is there. Understanding? Mitraya. So, I am doing pranam to Padmini
Bandhave Mitraya. And I am doing pranam to Surya, not that meaning, but meaning I am doing pranam to Krishna. So every month of Avahana Mantra, you know, Swagatam, Swagatam, Idam Achmaniyam, Idam Paniyam, Etat Pushpamalyam, Tubhyam Namaha, no? Idam Malyam, Chandanam, Snaniyam, everything. And at last, Pushpanjali Namaha, in between. My heart is Pushpa, like Pushpa. I am giving this whole heart in the shape of Pushpanjali to you. So, he did so, but she did for Krishna, and the mantra was for son and Krishna both. When Jatla saw, he was astonished. I have never seen like a Purohit like this boy. He knows so many mantras. And when Krishna told Srimati Radhika to give Pushpanjali, his hands were
trembling.
And Krishna is telling that, give it to son. And in the midway, all Pushs fell down in the feet of Krishna. Jatila is seeing that why she is fearing, and by fearing these flowers are fell on the feet of Krishna. But actually she was going to give these flowers to son. She did not
understood
all these things. She became so much happy. Oh, Jatila. And he told that, what should I give? Krishna told that, I am disciple of Gargacharya. I don't take anything dakshina of any this puja. No, I will have to give anything to you. If you want to give your heart to me. Only your Shraddha I want, nothing. She became more pleased. She told Srimati Radhika, give your
ring,
golden, and here are that ring,
diamonds.
Two in fingers Srimati Radhika gave to Jatila. I don't take. Give it to that Purohit. She told that I will not give to that Purohit. I have Sam and Yesudhu. Then he saw that my Badhu is also very good of character. So he believed both Krishna is a Brahmin boy and this Radhika, daughter-in-law, very good character. Now he gave it to Krishna, but Krishna told that I never take. But I see that your putra-vadhu means daughter-in-law, is so bhauti, so bhagyavan, so fortunate. Why? I know I have read so much Samudrik
palmistry.
And I know to read this foreheads. And I say, I can know everything. I am seeing. Can you see? This? I will see it, but far distance, not near. So Jatla at once gave her hand towards Krishna. And Krishna seeing these lines, Krishna becomes so trembling. Then he told that she is Kamala. You know Kamala?
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi. Where she lives, Kamala is bound to live there and serve. And there are so many qualities of this lady. Then she took her daughter-in-law and at once went to her home. Radhika is seeing, turning in the middle, you know. Krishna also wants to meet. But at that time, Krishna also returned with Madhumangal. The Anguthi can take Madhumangal. And he firstly tied in this. Did like so. And Jatla has brought some laddu, Manohar laddu and all these things for puja. She also gave to Krishna, but Krishna denied. So Madhumangal that I am
assistant
and servant of this Mahapurohit. Give me, I will carry. This stomach is not good. So he cannot take. But mine is so in proper way. He took and also tightened in his gamcha. Krishna went to Kusum Sarovar where all cowherds were waiting for Krishna. Balde Prabhu Kan and all Sudam, Madhumangal, everyone came there. Where you are? But Jogmaya, by Jogmaya, Krishna did so that they thought that only a moment Krishna was out of us. Perhaps with Madhumangal he was drinking water to Kusum Sarovar or anywhere he was for a moment, not more than moment. So did not think more. Now it was midday. All wanted to take their prasadam. They sat around Krishna. So many lines were there. First row, second row, third row, fifth row.
In circle type.
In the midst, Krishna said, everyone who were
backside
of Krishna, they are saying that I am in front of Krishna. And Krishna is taking and giving only with me. Those who are inside, here, all knew that we are with Krishna. And Krishna is laughing. Then everyone were in circle there. And everyone were knowing that Krishna is in front of me and I am taking and giving. With laughing, making laughing Krishna, all were taking. In the meantime, Madhumangal was sitting so grave. Grave, you know? Not giving and taking anything. And he anguthi and laddu here. No? And sitting with a stick in his hand. If anyone come, Balde guested something. It is a proper word? Guest?
Guest.
Yes.
There is something is here. So he he told anyone, Sidam, Shugal, or any friend, that do like this. he was sitting like this from behind. Shubal and Sidham both came and did like this. Post. And he became like then they and snatched. With anguthi and all not do. And one gave it to other and this came so long distance, both things. And after that, laddu came and they divided into all boys. He was then so furious, Madhumangal. And he used to do lathi like this and abusing Krishna and Baldev and all others. And Brahmin, I will give you course. Cost, you know?
Yes.
Like Durvasa. And he told that, I am just now going to Kansa Maharaj. And I will complain against this cow husband. They don't know that I am Brahmin sons. I can do everything. I can burn fire just now. Then he was weeping also. Then Krishna went there and fell on the feet of Brahmins. Oh, you are my friend, very good friend. Don't do so. Otherwise, Kansa will come and give danda to me,
punishment.
But I know what he can do, Kansa. Lakhs and lakhs, Kansa cannot do anything, any harm. Don't do so. Then he brought some misty laddu and gave, and again they were playing. So here, this Sakhi is telling that will you accept me as a dasi? Dasyat dasi ke yam. At that time I will be with you and may you tell me to carry all the drabya, archandrabya. Archandrabya, you know?
Yeah. Items.
The materials which were to be used in sun
worship.
In a golden pot, thala, plate, golden plate, I will take. And I always be with you. And when you order, I will
put
up your fingers ring. And what you will order by your eyes, I will do at once. So please be so much merciful that allow me to write my name in the register of your dasis, his prayer, so that I may taste all these things and see my own by my own eyes. This is the prayer of this shloka. We'll discuss it in Mathura. Brajapuru parityajya agyamistannam bhavvidu mati jatnatasena pankam baroru pakvam baroru. Now he will tell that Yashoda has given order to Radhika by Kundalata that in evening when Krishna will return from cow herding, he will be so hungry. But yet he is no test in taking anything. But if Radhika cooks and prepares, he will take with taste. So please send something for Krishna. So here Dasi, that Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari, is requesting Srimati Radhika, when you will order me to carry all these things in evening for Krishna, and Krishna will take it so swiftly, all these things. So order me and please keep me as a dasi to do all these things.
I was going to tell, but I forgot. What is sadhana? What is bhav bhakti? And what is prema? In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, it has been described. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vida. I am describing only sadhana. There are two kinds of bhakti sadhana. With nishtha and without nishtha. You have read perhaps, I have told. Nishtita sadhana and anishtita bhakti sadhana. Anishtita, with so many namaparat, shivaparat, and so many anarths, like sukriti uttha, duskriti uttha, aparad uttha, bhakti uttha, there are so many kinds. Have you told you?
No, no.
Oh, I will describe it all with Mathura. Especially, we know name offense. We know Sevaparad also. And Guru Aparad also. And we try to escape from all these things. So with these all offenses, when we chant, when we hear, when we meditate, this is anisthita. It will produce bad fruit, not good fruit, like Krishna prema. Sadhana bhakti are also of two kinds, Vaidhi bhakti sadhana and Raganibhava. And these are of two, nishtita and anishtita. When we do it with nishtha, then it is called nishtita bhakti. Of uttam bhakti, annabhilash rahit, jnana karma, sunna, not sunna but
anabhritam.
Anabhritam.
Ob-